Well, this month, the Food and Drug Administration is expected to approve a new drug, which is likely to be the most expensive ever. It's called Zolgensma, and it treats a rare genetic disease. The price tag is set to reach $2 million or higher. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg reports.
Hi. Hi, Kate.
Kate Brown is almost 2 years old. Her parents, Rachel and Patrick Brown, say Kate seemed fine when she was born, sweet and quiet, good at nursing and sleeping.
She was just a dream baby in the beginning. Looking back now, I see all the signs that, I mean, hindsight's kind of cruel in that way, but we didn't know. We had no idea we were carriers for this disease. I had no idea this disease even existed.
This disease is called spinal muscular atrophy. It's a rare gene defect. The severe form affects about 300 American babies a year. And until recently, it was a death sentence for babies like Kate. By the time she was 10 weeks old, she was going downhill fast. Her limbs were floppy, and she hadn't gained any weight in over a month. Rachel Brown got a call from the pediatrician.
She said to me, "I have been up all night. I have been reading. Something is not right with your daughter. You need to go to Children's Hospital. I have called them. Go now."
Spinal muscular atrophy was destroying Kate's motor neurons, the nerve cells that control movements, including breathing and swallowing. But she was eligible for a new drug called Spinraza. It's not a cure, but it helps by compensating for the defective gene. A framed label from Kate's first dose of Spinraza hangs on the dining room wall of the Browns' home in West Boylston, Massachusetts.
To other people, it's a piece of cardboard, but to me, it's hope and it's my child's life. Because without this, I know Kate would not be alive today.
For all its benefits, Spinraza caused some sticker shock when it came out a couple of years ago. It costs $750,000 for the first dose, and about half that every year for the patient's entire lifetime. Now, Zolgensma, which replaces the defective gene in spinal muscular atrophy, is looking even better than Spinraza in initial data. But it's expected to cost $2 million.
This has been anticipated to be the most expensive treatment ever launched in the United States and perhaps in the world.
Dr. Steve Pearson is no fan of high drug prices. He leads a nonprofit called ICER, the Institute for Clinical and Economic Review, that's known as a drug cost watchdog. He says Zolgensma's price will be high for several reasons.
One is because it is creating tremendously improved outcomes. It's taking a always fatal condition, and it could be a true cure.
When ICER recently analyzed Zolgensma, it found so much benefit for patients that it said a fair price could be as high as $1.5 million, in part because it's a one-time treatment.
It's different than trying to figure out the price for something that you would take every day for the rest of your life, where you could spread out that cost. We need to wrap up all that value and reward it.
If Zolgensma were a daily pill and the patient lived to 80 years old, the $2 million price tag works out to $25,000 for each year. But Michael Sherman from health insurer Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare challenges the idea of calculating a one-time treatment's value based on the number of years it saves.
Now, if you go to the hospital and have your appendix out as a child, we don't pay the hospital $10 million for saving a child's life. That's absurd. So it may not be the right model for a one-time innovative treatment.
Still, Sherman says, health insurers will cover Zolgensma. It would be unthinkable not to.
It isn't about saying no. It's about how do we say yes. But it's also about coming up with fair pricing.
Novartis, the company that owns Zolgensma, promises it will work with health insurers and others to be innovative about payments and make sure patients have access. Associate Professor Rena Conti from Boston University's Questrom School of Business worries that underinsured and Medicaid patients may have trouble getting Zolgensma. That has happened with Spinraza. And she says it could fuel anger about the price of drugs.
We want to encourage innovation, but at the end of the day, we should actually be able to gain access to them without bankrupting our families or bankrupting the system.
With more seven-figure drugs in the pipeline, discussions are already underway about creative new ways to pay for them, like paying over time and money-back guarantees. For the Browns, Kate's parents, the price is a moot point because it's not something they can control. If Zolgensma could help Kate, her parents will want it for her. Rachel Brown says she understands the sticker shock. Still,
you can't put a price tag on somebody's life. Like, this is my baby. It's my child. I'm going to do everything I can to get her everything she needs, just as any parent is going to do.
So, at least for Kate's family, this very complex issue is very simple. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.